This is the kind of cold that burns your nostrils and hurts your eyes. It's the kind of cold that shuts down schools and even retail businesses. And for the homeless here on the streets of Wausau, it can be deadly.
By the time I walked two blocks, I had ice in my mustache, eyelashes.
George Wood is a volunteer at the Catholic Charity Shelter, which takes care of about 20 homeless people every night.
We have to have something like this, otherwise we're going to be having a lot of homeless people deceased. I go up under the bridges and the parks and things like that. Sometimes I'll take hats, gloves, hand warmers, toe warmers.
Oh, he's freezing.
26-year-old Kevin Cochran came here from Florida and ended up on the street. He is not used to 25 below zero.
If we didn't have places like this, I'm pretty sure that most people would just freeze outside to death under the bridges. So pretty important.
What puts you in a position where you have to use a shelter like this?
I can't find any work. Nobody wants to give anybody any interviews or chances.
How long you been looking?
About 5 months now.
Harry, in his 80s, says he's too embarrassed about his situation to let us use his last name.
It would be wonderful if all of the churches would open their doors to the homeless and they're freezing outside. They could do that. And other public buildings, too, really, you know, they should open their doors up to them so they don't freeze to death.
At 11 a.m., Harry and Kevin are back on the frozen streets, waiting for the bus that takes them across town to the Salvation Army shelter, while the volunteers at Catholic Charities get ready for the next night shift. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.